this is Alex Sexton.
This is Sam Collins.
This is Tuukka Millie from the Gold Coast Suns.
The Suns are going to win it.
Well, it's another episode of the On the Sideline with Spider podcast, all things Gold Coast Suns, Spider, and
two from two.
That is the best way to start.
Oh, you can't get any better than that. Yeah, two games at home, but you can only beat what's in front of you. So well done to the Gold Coast Suns. They really carved it the first half. And Al, I'll ask you this one quickly, and we're going to be joined by a special guest, Alex Sexton, very shortly, who's changed positions and everything. But do you think there's an advantage of the Suns playing last week and Adelaide not being that mentally ready, that body, that weak heart, you know, that week of hardness being in a game situation?
I think so. You just want to get into the season, wouldn't you? Just get straight into it. If you're playing your first game where other teams are playing their second, you're not, like you say, you're not body hardened.
Yeah, and I think that's why they jumped the Crows. But you know what? A win's a win. It's on the scoreboard. That's what we want. Adelaide come in really hard in the second half. But you know what? It was through the midfield. The Suns' midfield at the moment, led by Jared Witts, really carved the Adelaide midfield. And Adelaide midfield's respected by all means. Like their captain, Jordan Dawson, a few others. But, you know, with Rowell and Anderson, it was just... It's going to be... You've got 10 years...
Yeah,
of a great midfield.
And Miller had a great game as well. So you almost forget mentioning him when you're talking about Rowell and Anderson.
Well, Flanders.
Yeah, exactly.
Really stepped up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, they're in good shape. So it's fantastic to see. You know, two wins, but they have played both of them at home against the side. Both sides have had a couple of injuries. So let's keep a lid on it. Yeah. Let's see where we head from here.
Okay. And as always, you catch up with a superstar from the Gold Coast Suns.
We do love catching up with a lot of the players throughout the season. And this week, well, this guy's gone forward. Now he's gone back and he's absolutely on fire. Alex Sexton, thank you very much for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, have you found the transition? Well, you know, normally when you look through your stats and, you know, you're a bit stiff last year not to play a lot of games. You kicked a lot of games in the VFL. You had to pretty much rejuvenate yourself, and you're able to do that by now playing down back.
Yeah, look, it's been a good transition, to be honest. I think early days in the preseason I came, Woody McCain's me with the plan, and yeah, sort of seen something in me off sort of that rebounding half-back role. So ever since then, it's been full steam ahead, and I think I've embraced it. And, yeah, it's exciting.
Do you think there's something in that? Like, there's a lot of players that get recruited to teams that are forwards that end up back, and then some that start back and end up forwards.
Yeah, I think, well, sort of only off my personal experience, the coaching change is always going to change a few, you know, it's different set of eyes on a lot of players. So for me, it was my skill set and the tools that I bring to the table. Yeah, Dim was pretty strong on seeing how that would transpire off halfback. And ever since then, it's worked. So I think just having the confidence in new set of eyes, seeing the different role and just embracing it.
Yeah, and look, we chatted to the human pest last week, Will Powell, and he said the back six is, and this is really important, that you're a real tight-knit group, and you know, you see it in any finals team, and especially premierships teams, they talk about the tightness of their back six.
Yeah, well, since I, a lot of people say, like, how's the transition been going back? We spend it every day in the footy club with each other, so it's not like we had to build new relationships or anything, but from day one they've welcomed me with open arms, and I've learned a lot off these guys. And look at guys like Will Power, who you know, personally I've been in the system longer than him, but I'm learning things off these guys that I sort of didn't see in the game, and as sort of those rebounding defenders and guys like Connor Butterick too, who are really fresh in their career. I'm learning off them, and yeah, like I said, we do a lot in the preseason and away from the club on that connection and making sure that we're a pretty tight group, and, you know, there's only one club on the coast here. So we do spend a lot of time away from footy club together. So I've loved it, mate, and I'm looking forward to the rest of my career down here.
Yeah, and let's have a quick review of last week's game. Adelaide, half-time, you're thinking this is sweet as, and then the last 5 minutes, hectic, especially being a backman. How was that last 5 minutes? You got up in the end only by a kick, but it was a long time down there.
Yeah, the heat was on, that's for sure. We look, there's a lot of things that they did really, really well. You know, they had nothing to lose. We spoke about it after the game. And the side's got nothing to lose like that. They come fully at you and take a lot of risks, and a lot of those risks paid off. So to their credit, they executed their side of winning the footy game as best they could. But we held strong, and there's still a lot for us to learn, mate, to be honest. Like, a lot of those goals they scored are really, really avoidable from our end. A lot, you know, there's craft involved, there's decision making involved in those things. So we'll review them today, and we understand that, you know, if we're really, really close to stopping pretty much all four or five of those goals, as we were the week before, a lot of it was in our control. So we're really, really happy with how we're holding up defensively. Like you said, for 90% of the game, we're really, really, really strong. So we'll take the learnings from it and move on. And we're just keen to go in Sunday, to be honest. That's the feel around here today.
Yeah, well, the thing is, too, you can train as much as you want, but until you actually put in that situation, you really don't – you hope you kind of – do the right thing, but until you watch it and then you can actually learn and see it visually, like you don't know.
Yeah, and that's the thing where a lot of that stuff is situational, and you know, every club's doing it. You train against each other all pre-season, all off-season, where you know what's going to happen, really.
Yeah.
So to have a taste of our system up against two different sides now, and seeing it hold up when we do play it really well is exciting for us.
Well, I know at one stage already this year, it's only round two, but it's going to be an exciting BNF because there's a lot of players in some pretty good form right now. But you do go to Ballarat to take on the Western Bulldogs, which is going to be a tough ask, them coming off a loss. We'll get to that. But do you actually know what Ballarat's famous for? Do you know anything about Ballarat?
I feel like this is a stitch up. But
I don't
know too much about Ballarat, other than every time we go there, there's about a 15 goal breeze to one end. That's the only thing I think have come out of Ballarat. But I have a feeling you've got something for me.
No. Have you checked the weather?
No, I haven't actually.
No, 21 degrees and sunshine, so perfect conditions. It's got 500 pubs. It's famous for pubs, Ballarat. It's famous, of course, for the big fella Tony Lockett, who kicked over 1,000 goals, one of Australia's one of the greats. And it's famous for this as well.
Prince of Pit Dance from Max Dynamo. Prince of Pit Dance, it's history at Flemington, Michelle Payne.
That's first female ever jockey to come out of Ballarat and win the Melbourne Cup. So there you go. Just when you're talking to the boys on the bus, you can say, you know what, I know a fair bit about Ballarat.
Yeah, I'll actually look like I've done a bit of
run past Dimmer. He'll be absolutely stoked, I'm sure. Hey, looking at the Bulldogs this weekend, they do, you know, they did struggle last weekend, but, you know, they're a very, very good side. But you guys are in good nick. If you can go 3-0, that's a cracking start to the season.
Yeah, look, they've been a successful footy club for years now, and they're a proud club, and they'll become ready to play. And so we've got to be ready to match it, and yeah, just keep the streak going. To be honest, it's we're just focused on having a good training week. To be honest, lowered our eyes to a couple of main sessions, and we'll be ready to go Sunday.
Do you look at many of their players, you know, yourself during the week? You'll focus on two or three, just see who's going to pop down there.
Yeah, I suppose that information sort of comes towards the end of the week. Obviously, we've got, every club's really lucky with the resources we have here and looking at players that you might match up on, who they might play. And, a lot of that sort of happens towards the tail end of the week. A lot of the start of the week's about getting, like you would know, getting your body right, getting back moving again and re-energise the group. And then we'll sort of look at the ins and outs and who's going to play where sort of towards the end of the week.
And how important is it, the last one, you know, to get a win on the road? You've had two cracking home games to start the season, which is fantastic. You've beaten two quality opposition. They've both had, let's be honest, they both had some injuries, you know, players out, but you only beat what's in front of you. I'm a big believer of that. You can't beat who's not there. So what do you take to the Bulldogs, you know, winning away from home?
Oh, it'd be huge. I suppose we do pride ourselves as footy club on connection and this footy club, like I was saying to someone earlier, this footy club has spent a lot of time on the road, probably one-on-one off for our whole career. So we do see it as an opportunity to get on the road and just keep building connection, mate. We love shacking up in the hotel and hopefully getting points and getting out of here.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate your time. We know that time's vital during the week, but win this weekend, sitting on top of the ladder at 3-0, it'd be very, very nice. So good luck.
No, I appreciate it, mate. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, Alex Sexton, a superstar for the Gold Coast Suns, and they head down to Ballarat. Sunday they play the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, where do you pitch him? How do you think they'll go? The Bulldogs at the moment, for me, they need Aaron Norton to go back. He's on big coin. He's not playing forward that well. You cover the Bont and you've pretty much got the Bulldogs covered. So I think it's going to be a cracking game.
Yeah.
I still believe that it's not going to be that 15-goal, breeze at Ballarat this time of the year. Nice conditions. I reckon the Suns are a Monty and they're well and truly paying overs. I'd be sticking with the Suns here.
Because it's third playing 17, and they got the Suns at $2.26 and the Bulldogs at $1.64. They must be thinking the Ballarat, the Western Bulldogs there in Victoria, country Victoria, that is going to be a big advantage.
It's a long way to go. Dimmer's got this team ready, mentally different to any other year. So they're going to be up and running, and they've got hard runners. Like, just their defence through the midfield. I like the Suns. I'm really starting to like them.
Is there anything part of the game, the Suns game, that you've picked up from Dimmer's body language from the last two games that he might be frustrated with? I mean, yes, they are running hard, they're playing well, but is there any part of the Suns game that worries you a little bit?
Not really. The only one that worries, maybe still forward, just being able to get their key forwards, get their hand on the ball.
Yeah, Ben King didn't have a good game. The first game was a cracker.
And you don't want to get injuries to the your big guns either. But the one that gets me at the moment, and Adelaide did come back to him, Richmond come back.
Yep.
So I think it's that after half time that's going to get. But unless you go through that, you can't learn from that. So, Dimmer would have gone, okay, Adelaide nearly got us, but there were situations where we could have slowed the play and done something a lot different. And you can't train for that until you actually watch it and see it and review it. And you go, okay, when we're in this situation next time, now we have a better understanding of what we're doing.
Well, it's their biggest challenge of their short season so far. Down in Ballarat, they take on the Western Bulldogs, the Gold Coast Suns. It's on Sunday and a midday start for that. If you get the listener app, LISTNR, you'll be able to hear that game live. Another episode of On the Sidelines with Spider Podcast, all things Gold Coast Suns.